Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone who's taken part this morning. Haven't the kids been fantastic? And can I say, Alison, so proud. Alicia, that was just lovely for your incredible openness and honesty. And I think more than anything else was one little phrase that Alicia used about belonging that sums up, in a sense, what I want to talk about today, how we belong together as families and how we belong to Jesus and to God the Father and his family. So it's been really lovely the way that we've kind of connected all of these things together. And on Mother's Day, it is quite challenging because, you know, there's lots of us here today who are not yet mothers or won't be mothers or who are fathers or who have all sorts of memories. We have teachers, we have grandparents, we have people who are significant godparents who help to raise children or support. So if I use the word mother, can we count it as everybody being included today? Would you mind? Because my language isn't quite good enough to do that every time. But what we wanted to do is to think about all of us and who we are within the family of God. These psalms that we're looking at over the period of Lent are all about helping us to remember who God is and how we respond to him. They've been called the songs of the soul because the psalm writer was trying to help us all to understand a bit more about God and also to understand a bit more about ourselves. So I want to say this psalm that the kids just read to us should be called God Knows You and God Knows Me. Earlier this week, one of my friends was given a very special early Mother's Day present because her daughter turned up at work with a little box. And when she opened the box, inside there were 50 cards. And each card had like a promise on it. And one of the promises was, this was a very good one, perhaps my family could remember this one, a weekend without doing any chores like washing up. I would really like that. There was another one which was a bar of chocolate. So the plan is that each week she can choose one. I don't think she can have the same one more than once. But each week she can choose one of these little promises and her daughter will sort it out for her. Now that's a daughter who really knows her mum well, who knows her mum would really like a bar of chocolate one day and would really like not to have to do any washing up another time. I can see Alison and Alicia exchanging glances. That wasn't them actually this time. But I think there's lots of mums who think that's a brilliant present. So there's a few ideas for you for next year. But that's a daughter who knows her mum really, really well. And one of the things about family is that we know each other, isn't it? And that we really know the things that we like. So the people who are closest to us, they know everything about you. They know your birth date. They know what you would really like for Christmas or for your birthday, or what would be a special treat, or what's your favorite food, or what are the things that just make you happy. And even what are the things that make you sad? The people who know us really, really well know everything about us. And this psalm tells us that God knows us really, really, really well. So in the first verse it said, Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise, and you perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. The people who know us really, really well know everything about us. And God, our Heavenly Father, knows when we sit down, when we stand up. And Jesus said, God knows even the number of hairs on our heads. Now, there's some folks that, you know, that he's probably having to keep recalculating that, recounting how many hairs are still left. But God knows even the gray ones on our heads. God knows everything about us. He knows all our ways. Well, that's the kind of strange things that you do and that I do that make us who we are. So, you know, we have maybe a strange habit or an odd way of saying something. And the people, you know, God knows the strange things that make me different from Izzy, who plays the violin. Apart from that she, if I was playing the violin, it would sound horrible. That's one of the big differences between us. But we know there's different things about each of us that make us special. And even within your family, if there are several children in your family, you're each different people, aren't you? You're each different. You have special things about you that make you, you. And God loves us each so much that he knows all the different things about each of us. And then the psalm goes on. It talks about how God knew us even before we were born. Even before we were born, when we were growing inside our mum's tummies, God knew everything about us. He knew the colour of our eyes. He knew what colour hair we'd have. He knew if we were going to be tall or not so tall. All those things. God knew about us. And he looked at us and he said, I love them. I love you so, so much. So the psalmist, as he says this wonderful psalm of these words, all about how much God knows us and God loves us, gives us a real example of how we can respond to God out of his love for us. I was thinking about how one of the things that as parents is the hardest job is to teach children good manners. Now, if you think about one of the things that your mum or your dad will say to you, I bet you all the time they say, sorry, please, thank you. I didn't hear, what's that little word? What's that, please? Parents always tell their children, don't forget, say please, say thank you, say sorry. And those are some of the important things that as parents we have to teach our children. And, you know, my mom and dad, they taught me to say that. It's important that we are well-mannered, that we are good manners. But those three little words are a really good thing for us to remember today, because they're three little phrases that help us in our relationship with God as our Heavenly Father. The psalmist says, thank you to God. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. Thank you, because I am wonderfully made. And then he says, please, please search my heart and know me. And the psalmist says, sorry, teaches us to say sorry, because when God looks at our hearts, he sees the things in our hearts that aren't good. You know, maybe when we're angry, when we're cross, when we're disappointed, when we just choose to do something that we know is wrong. And then we need to say sorry. And the Bible calls these things our sins. And the psalmist reminds us that when we say sorry to God, then he gives us a fresh start. And in verse 24, he says, lead me in the way everlasting. And that's the wonderful thing, that when we say sorry to God, he gives us a fresh start in life and helps us to have everlasting life, to walk with him for the rest of our lives and into eternity. One of the lovely things about being part of a family is that we belong to each other. And as Elisha said this morning, belonging to God's family is one of the most special things about becoming a Christian. And then Stevie Lee, in her beautiful song, talked about we are born again into God's family. So this Mother's Day, as we're thinking lots about family, can I encourage each one of us to think about how important it is, how special it is that God really, really knows everything about us and he loves us so much. And that as we want to respond to that love and love him back, those three little words, sorry, please, and thank you, are all we need to remember. We say sorry to God for the things in our lives that spoil things. We can say thank you to him that Jesus died for us and that he forgives all our sins. And then we say, please, please, will you come into my life by your Holy Spirit? Will you make me a brand new person? Will you change me? Will you show me how I am worth your love? Will you show me all the things that you have for my future? And give me a fresh start as a child of God so that I can be everything that you made me to be. So I'm going to say a little prayer just along those lines. And if you've never prayed that prayer before, please would you choose to pray it with me? And if it's a prayer you have prayed before, what better day than on Mother's Day just to remember that we're thanking God as our perfect parent for all that he's done in our lives and choose to sort of take another step closer to him. So let's pray together. Father God, we want to thank you for your incredible love for us. Thank you that you are the best parent that any of us could ever have. We want to say that we are so sorry for the things that we do wrong that make you sad. We want to say, please, will you forgive us? Please, will you take away our sins because of the way that Jesus died to take our sins away? And please, will you come into our lives by your Holy Spirit? Thank you for giving us a whole new start in life. Help us to become everything that you want us to be, and help us to be people who tell others about your love for us. Please, will you bless all the mums, all the grandparents, all the godparents, all the teachers and the GB leaders and the kids club leaders and all the people who help us in our lives every day, and help us to love you more and more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. During our final song, all the children, if you would be kind enough to go to the back and help Charlene, or she'll have a long time, because we have flowers for each of the ladies in church today. And so if the kids could come and help give them out, that would be really lovely. And as they come up, if you haven't got one, don't be shy. Please make sure that you don't leave this morning without a plant. And just to remind you of how much we appreciate all that the mums and the grandmums and everybody else does to help our children in their lives today.